I'm Steve Miller reporting. If a summit between the United States and North Korea does go ahead, it will be the start of a long process and not the end of it, according to North Korea expert John DeLurie of Yonsei University.
The thing is, people are meeting more than once with Kim Jong-un. He's met twice with Xi Jinping. He's met twice with Moon Jae-in. And that may be almost a kind of clue about how we all think about Singapore. You know, if Singapore happens as planned, it's probably not the last time that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are going to meet.
DeLurie blames a problem of communication between the two countries for the on and off again talks. Italy's president was accused Sunday of pandering to the European Union and kowtowing to the financial markets after he withheld his approval of a Eurosceptic becoming the country's economy minister. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
President Sergio Mattarella's move plunged Italy deeper into a dramatic, full-blown constitutional crisis, with angry populace calling for the head of state's impeachment. His rejection of 81-year-old Paolo Savona as economy minister appears likely to have increased the chances of a fresh parliamentary election this year. Unlike March's inconclusive polls, that election will probably have the European Union and Euro membership as central campaigning issues, raising the stakes for Brussels and threatening a fracture with the bloc. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
China told the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body on Monday that U.S. accusations that Beijing forced companies to hand over technology as a cost of doing business in China were groundless. According to printed remarks, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Jiangchen said there was no forced technology transfer in China. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Right-winger Iván Duque, who wants to overhaul a peace deal with Marxist rebels, won Colombia's first-round presidential election